Via Zehner Park and Hittorfstraße to the Rost and Silberlaube Building Complex with a visit to the Freie Universität Berlin Norman Foster Library. With the so-called Silver and Rust Arbors, you will now get to know other important buildings that future FU students simply have to know about. And no, I'm not talking about some weathered garden arbor. The Rost and Silberlaube Building Complex is home to subjects from the humanities and social sciences, as well as numerous other university facilities, such as the New Holzlaube or Wooden Pergola, Mensa 2 or Canteen 2, the Philological Library designed by the world-famous architect Norman Foster, and the former Departmental Library of Education Sciences, now called the Campus Library. The building complex started with an architectural competition in the 1970s, entitled Institutskomplex Obstbaugelände or Institute Complex Fruit Orchard. This was won by the architectural firm Candilis Josic Woods Schiethelm, which collaborated with the French architect and designer Jean Prouvier. You may be wondering what the origin of the name is. The name came from the fact that fruit was originally grown there. After the university buildings were completed, the name Humanities Institutes became established, until the unofficial nicknames Rostlaube or Rust Pergola and Silberlaube or Silver Pergola finally became official. For the exterior facade, the weatherproof and then still novel material called cotton steel was chosen. This special material had only one drawback. It rusted quickly, and even the special steel alloy that was applied as a countermeasure could not completely prevent this natural process. The competition design originally envisaged an even larger building. From 1967 to 1973, a first construction phase was realized with the Rostlaube made of cotton steel, completing about one-third of the design. In the course of that work, however, the architect's office, Candilis Josic Woods, was broken up. The Rostlaube is sometimes referred to as the most important building of structuralism. A few years later, further disciplines such as Roman studies and the newly built Central Language Laboratory of the growing university had to be accommodated in the building complex at Habelschwerter Allee 45. And so, the second third of the building project was realized at the end of the 1970s. Can you guess why this part bears the name Silberlaube or Silver Pergola? Exactly. The name is due to the building's imposing outer skin made of aluminum. The Silberlaube extends the Rostlaube building section in a northeasterly direction. The Department of Education and institutions such as the Dahlem Research School, the Dahlem Humanities Center and the Italy Center also found a new location here. If you're hungry, you find the canteen nearby. It's located northwest of the Rostlaube, directly on Otto von Simson Straße and Rudi Dutschke Weg. It's crazy. Even whole streets are named after me. I would now like to show you more of the Norman Foster Library. The building measures 64 meters in length and towers 19 meters high into the sky. In 1997, the British architect and designer Norman Foster won the competition for the building project, which had been put out to public tender jointly by the State of Berlin and Freie Universität Berlin, and built the library in 2005. If you're looking for a book in the field of Indology, English studies, philosophy, Slavic studies, or Latin American studies, you will certainly find what you are looking for here. The Philological Library offers a wide range of books in the fields of linguistics and literature. What does the outer shape of the building remind you of? Yes, it's true. When you stand in front of it, it's hard to see. But from a bird's eye view, it resembles a huge, silvery drop that has fallen into the courtyard. A beautiful image, isn't it? The building reminds others of the shape of a brain, so it is also called the Berlin Brain. I think that's somehow more fitting for a university library. Come on, let's go inside. It really is an impressive piece of architecture, both from the outside and the inside. Through the partially transparent fiberglass fabric surfaces, Foster directs our gaze outwards and upwards towards the sky. The white fabric membranes, which are made of environmentally friendly polyester, filter the sunlight, creating a bright working atmosphere. So you find the best conditions for a productive learning atmosphere, which you're sure to need during your studies. How many books do you think you can fit in this building? There is actually a storage capacity of 800,000 books here. We are now leaving the world of books and diving into the diversity of cultures.